watching me. But not regular. I didn't do them regular because they used to insist that they done them. I never measured it up myself. They always measured it up for me. And then the next time I remember doing them on my own was on the boatman ship when I was going out to Malta, when my husband was stationed there.
Well, we'll come to Malta later, but first of all, tell me what you did when you left school.
I worked in a grocer's shop. I worked in a shoe shop at first, but I didn't like that. So I went to a grocer's shop and gradually worked up to a provision assistant, which I was able to bone all the bacon and cut all the cheese, etc., and then to sell it, of course, over the counter. I did that really until I got married.
What were grocers' shops like in those days?
Well, big wooden drawers behind the counter, and the counters were all wood. And they were polished. We had to weigh the sugar. During the war, this was, we had to weigh the sugar and put into blue bags, and the flour, and any dried fruit that was obtainable, that was all weighed and put into bags. But it was a matter of weighing the food, pricing it, and collecting the money, using the till to put the money in when you'd sold these items. But they're a bit different then to what they are today, I can tell you, because nobody uses their brain these days. It's all done through calculators, isn't it? And the tills themselves tell you the amount through the grading on the articles and what change has to be given. Well, we used to have to do all that, work it all out, pennies and halfpennies and farthings even in those days.
And what age were you when you left school?
Oh, 14. Yes.
The Second World War broke out then when you were 14. How were you affected by that?
Well, actually, we were better off because when everything was rationed, we all had our ration books, and I was allowed double rations of cheese, triple rations of meat, double rations of egg, double rations of milk, and I still had my sweet coupons in the back of the book. So anybody that wanted Mars bars used to use my coupons to get them. But no, actually, we were better off from the aspect of the amount of food that came into the house because of me.
So did other members of the family eat your food?
Well, I'm sure they must have done, yes. If a meal was cooked, mine was in with it, wasn't it? Yes, they must have. But there was only actually my mother and father there because my brother joined the army when he was quite young. So he wasn't there.
What did you do after you stopped working in the grocery?
Well, I think I continued working in the grocery till I was about 20. Two different stores I worked in, the co-op and the private store. And then I got married when I was 20.